Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is King Scott Radio and TV. I'm coming to you fresh in the morning in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, I have something to talk with you about. We are at a misfortune in our American lives, and I'm not quite so sure what we can do about it. It's heavy on my heart, ladies and gentlemen. I have to reach out to you and explain a situation that's far too common amongst us in today's society. We're in the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, this particular broadcast is about our senior citizens. For whatever reason, my fault, your fault, nobody's fault, they are not eating properly. Something is at a disconnect in our society. Our seniors are starving. Oh, you may not see it every day. You may see glimpses of it and not realize that they're hungry. But a lot of our seniors are not eating properly. It could be your mother. It could be my grandmother. It could be your aunt. It's so undercover that, well, it's sad. I am trying to develop a program called Send a Senior to Lunch. I'm grateful to have worked in a few food pantries in my ministerial career. And you would see the seniors come in and get small amounts of food that the community has provided. But it's not enough. Week by week, they go by and they don't have enough food to eat going through the week. We at one time had a bus and we would take our seniors to lunch for free at a buffet. No, not around the corner. We took them out and about. And I want to reinstate that program because I see that it has gotten worse. I want to go out into the community. I want to ask you for donations to send a senior to lunch. That's right. One of the things that we did, we took the seniors to lunch and they ate well. Everyone had a marvelous time. We took pictures. We smiled. But at that particular time, I noticed some of the seniors were getting up from the table and going back to the van that we had. I later found out that they were stealing the food. I was appalled and hurt, but I had to dig a little deeper. I had to look beyond myself and see exactly what was going on. And what was really going on is that they did not have enough food to eat. I'm not saying to you that they took a couple of chicken wings. They took bags of food. It was available to them, and they just simply stole it. Because you're not supposed to do that at a buffet, but it's often done. And when I found out about it, I was disappointed. And I somewhat lashed out in my own innocence and not understanding the complexity of the problem. Well, when I realized what was going on, I closed my mouth and I listened. What I found out is that they're not eating properly. We have some societal programs that allow them to get small amounts of food. But we make them sit out in the cold. We make them roll in their wheelchairs to get $10 worth of food so that they can they get a voucher where they can get some fresh vegetables. And I'm not saying that that doesn't help. But why would we wait until a senior citizen get this old and then say, okay, now you got to wait out in the cold for your food? That's a little bit insensitive to me, but I understand what the intent is. I just don't approve of the method. Well, we want to take them to lunch. We want to ask you and the community to donate money so that we can go to a all-you-can-eat restaurant and let them eat. But this time, wisdom has taught me and what I would like to do as King Scott Radio and TV, I would like to pay for the to-go plates. That's right, stuff them. Put as much food in there as you possibly can. We're going to pay for it. And if that helps bridge a hunger pain, then so be it. That's the intent. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm broadcasting to you early in the morning because I've been tossing and turning about this issue. I finally got up and came into the studio to talk to you, to appeal to you. We're at 5219 Kansas Avenue, Washington, D.C. A check can be made out to Kevin T. Scott, and you can send in as much as you can laid on your heart. And I guarantee you, we will send you photographs. We will send you proof that we took the money and did the right thing. I'm appealing to you to step out and help out these senior citizens. And it's not just in Washington, D.C. It's all over the country. It's our goal to make this go viral so that we can begin to see and help and understand that we shouldn't put our senior citizens in this program. Now, I know a few of you are saying, well, there are places that they can go and eat. Really? See if you can find them. Tell me that I'm not looking at the real thing. Tell me that we are not doing what is right amongst our senior citizens now. It only takes a few. You, me, and a couple of others to make a difference in a senior citizen's life. It can happen, and it can happen because of us. I can't do it alone. I wish I had all of the resources available to me where I could push a button or cash a check or do something that will allow us to help these seniors out. It is so undercover because they're dealing with some pride issues themselves. But they will come out and we will take them out and they will enjoy themselves and they will get everything that they need to eat, to simply eat. Oh, we go out to dinner and spend $50, $60, $70, $80. We take our dates out, spend money. If we collectively collect enough money to take a senior citizen out once or twice a week, it will make a world of difference here. And then we can start reproducing the program in other areas. It's not just for Washington, D.C. We can set this up anywhere because I have the connections to every state in the United States to make a difference. It's not African American people. It's not Hispanic people. It's not any particular type of person. They could be Caucasian, they could be Hispanic, it could be anyone. They're not eating enough food. And you see them, their clothes are baggy, and we don't want to see and realize why. So I'm stepping out on faith. I'm asking you, send in a donation. King Scott Radio TV, make your checks out to Kevin T. Scott, and I will deposit them, and I will send you photographs. And I'll put them on the website so that you can see for yourself what we are doing. Even if we start out with 10 people, that's 10 people that are not hungry. I've done it before, and I should have stuck with it, but the forces were so powerful at that particular time. Well, you would say, well, maybe they're even more powerful now. Well, the truth of the matter is that I'm more powerful. God has blessed me to be able to have the power of the microphone. I can reach out to people now. And I'm going to use whatever abilities that I have to make a difference in the United States. It starts one person at a time. I'm not a Martin Luther King. I'm not a Bill Clinton. I'm not a Bill Gates. I'm just an average man trying to do an extraordinary thing, and I'm asking for your help. King Scott Radio and TV will do what we all should be doing, and then you can start your own program. We can help support you. We're going to make a difference one way or the other because we're determined. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been King Scott Radio and TV. I can be reached at 240-706-4569. You can email me at kingscottradio@gmail.com. That's kingscottradiotv@gmail.com. Let me say it one more time. kingscottradiotv@gmail.com. My phone number here is 240-706-4569. And go to the website. Look at the content. Look at what we're talking about. Look at what we're doing. We're going to make a difference. We're going to mount up and we're going to fly. And we hope to have you on board with us. God bless you, and I love you.